was a terrific game, and we were very intense in our work tonight. You know, I was really, really pleased. You know, we obviously had a fantastic result at the weekend, and my challenge to the players was, can we replicate that? Can we play with the same intensity, the same belief, and string back-to-back wins together for only the second time this season? So, you know, full credit to the players. I'm really proud of their performance tonight against a very physical, a very experienced Millwall side. And, you know, I think that we applied ourselves perfectly.
What pleased you the most from watching from the side?
The intensity of our work. You know, I think that we were relentless in that. We played some terrific football, and on loss of possession, our immediate press, and we had regain after regain after regain, and we built great momentum. And I spoke at half time to the players that, you know, don't get sick of passing the ball, don't get frustrated. You know, we have to pass with speed and pass with purpose, but don't get sick of passing the ball, and remain patient in our play. Keep believing in what we preach, and they did that, you know. And I was really, really pleased, really proud of their performance tonight. You know, I've asked the players to play in a certain manner, and they've responded really well. I see us moving forward, you know, gradually. It's been a gradual process. When I first came in, we played slightly differently until I felt the players could adapt to the style of football that I want. And, you know, slowly but surely they've done that. And I'm truly proud of them just now. And, you know, I think their application tonight was top level.
Perhaps a lot of supporters will come here and want to watch attacking play all the time. Kevin's just been mentioning post-match how important Jimmy Ryan, Egert Jonsson are to what you're trying to do here, that they allow so much attacking threat to go on, and they're more than happy to fill those gaps that are necessary.
I think you have to put Sarcevic in that trio. You know, he has been absolutely top level for us since I've come in. You know, he surprised me. I've asked him to play slightly differently to what he has in the previous to myself coming in. And I think the three of them I mentioned after the game at the weekend, that they are truly the driving force of the team just now. You know, they play with, as I keep using the word, intensity. They work so hard for the group. Their data figures are quite incredible. But, you know, in football, you truly do get what you put into it. And, you know, these three deserve a huge mention.
Pleased for the loanees tonight. You're perhaps not going to get the final ball perfect every time, are you? But how much work they got through, and how used to the level they're getting very quickly.
Very much so. And they bring a real speed to our team. You know, I mentioned that in the early part of my time here, that we lacked a little bit of speed in the attacking areas of the pitch, but their speed has also benefited Ball, which has allowed him to drop into the areas that he likes to take the ball, and I think they've complemented his play. So, you know, all in all, I'm really pleased with the players, but the unfortunate thing about the game in England is the games come thick and fast, and I can only enjoy this for 20 minutes. I'll be in tomorrow morning and preparing for a huge game for ourselves this weekend.
Yeah, not off. Did the Millwall goal take any gloss off it for you or not?
A little bit, because we want clean sheets. But what really pleased me was that the players were not happy with themselves in the dressing room after the game, and that for me is a step forward. You know, they wanted clean sheets. They want to finish the game 2-0. So that pleases me. You know, they're developing the right mentality, the right feelings as a group, and slowly but surely I've said that we're making progress, but I'm under no illusions that there's going to be many setbacks this season. But you know, the pleasing thing is that at this moment in time, two back-to-back wins and a great deal of confidence about the group.
Just finally, we'll speak to you on Thursday, but you've been involved in some big derbies in your playing days, Stephen, and already in your managerial career. Where will this one rank on Saturday? It's a very, very proud day, I'm sure, for Fleetwood Town.
It is, and you know, there's obviously not the hype that goes with an Old Firm derby. There's not the media coverage that goes with an Old Firm derby, but trust me, it means as much to the supporters as these games do. So we're not under no illusions. We have to get the right result. We want to win the game at the weekend and finish the week you know, in real style. You know, our ambition at the start of the week was to gain 9 from 9. We're 6 from 6 with the possibility the weekend of doing that, and there'll be a real desire for us to complete the week in the proper manner.